Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I am Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave.
How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm great.
I'm good.
You're great.
I'm great.
That is a level of enthusiasm I do not have for anything in life.
Yeah. So, yes, you do.
What?
Cheesesteaks.
That's true. You know where we went? This guy and I and his fiance.
Where did you go?
We went to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate some cheesesteaks.
Yeah, did you really?
Yeah.
Well, it was a... Now, if you don't remember, I haven't had a cheesesteak from Philly.
In quite a while.
I'm talking like early middle school years.
So right. 3 to 4 years ago.
So...
Give or take.
So where in Philly did you go? Which cheesesteak place?
We went to Jim's on South Street.
Because this ain't amateur hour, girl.
Listen. That gets going to get me every single time that you drop girl on something. So Jim's, which is well played,
yeah.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Relied on Ed's expertise.
Because I know where all the fat people go in Philadelphia and elsewhere in this country.
It's really the only important thing to know.
It is.
Everything else that happened good in Philadelphia happened 200 plus years ago. Since then, it's just cheesesteaks. So anyway, Jim's, good choice.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite.
Mine too.
Yours too. Is it your favorite?
Well, I mean, like I said, I haven't
no,
been...
No.
Yes.
Thank you. Just making sure that it's your favorite. All right, so you went to Jim's. What did you get?
A Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, my Christ in heaven. That's what he just answered me with?
Yeah.
I'm not Ed.
Yo.
Could you tell me what you got?
Oh, of course. I got a double meat, double cheese, provolone steak sandwich, man. Come on.
Good work.
You know, I would have gotten two, but I'm trying to, you know, not be Chubbs McGee over here. So I want to cut down on the carbs. Yeah.
Double meat, double cheese, though. You can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
That's well played. That's a good alternative to not getting two sandwiches.
Yeah.
And you're also not big on the different varieties of cheesesteak.
I do enjoy a good pizza steak because I enjoy pizza and I enjoy cheesesteak.
This is essentially that without the tomato sauce.
Yeah, it is.
But to forego the extra carbs, not that it's healthy. Let's not make any mistakes there.
None of this is Weight Watchers approved. Not that I'm on Weight Watchers or anything, but like, you know, it's the first diet plan I could think of.
I think it's the first one everybody pretty much thinks of.
Do they have cheesesteaks in Lean Cuisine?
You know, I'm sure they do, and I'm sure
probably disgusting.
I'm sure they taste like a hobo's asshole. Old Gus by the dump shirt Fuddruckers. You give his colon a little slurpy derp.
Yep.
There's your Lean Cuisine chili.
Do you like hobo asshole? Well, try Lean Cuisine. In your local frozen food section.
Yep.
So all right, so Dave, which kind of cheesesteak did you get?
I got cheesesteak and I got provolone. Yeah, same answer. Provolone and onions.
What kind of cheese?
Is that on purpose or is that just how his brain works?
It's just how his brain works.
All right, I'm okay with it then.
Yeah.
So you got provolone and onions.
Yep, provolone and onions.
All right.
I got one sandwich.
Oh.
I'm a rookie. They put me first
in line.
I would
expect no less from
They put me first in line. I didn't know what to do.
What did Lisa get?
Same thing as, not same thing as me. She didn't get onions. No onions for Lisa. But
so she got the same as Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah, both single meat and single cheese because, like, you know, she's not.
She got the girl version.
Yeah, which is what I got.
Excuse me. I like to think of mine as a girl version, too. Equality, man. Feminism.
I don't know.
Lisa didn't finish hers either.
What?
Yeah, she didn't finish.
Yeah, maybe
I don't remember that.
Yeah, maybe she didn't finish.
Maybe I shouldn't keep pushing you to get hitched.
Yeah, she didn't finish.
It's too late.
She's a real suspect right now.
It's too late. They're already engaged.
I know.
And like, he's going to do better?
No, you're right. That's very true. So, You got cheesesteaks. Well, you know what? Now that I think of it, I actually knew that because I saw you post a photo.
The photo of how magical my cheesesteak was.
Yeah.
How delicious. How just out of nowhere I eat a cheesesteak and then walking down the street is a Jesus impersonator, I'm presuming.
I was just going to say, don't be so confident that it was a Jesus impersonator.
I don't know. If Jesus is going to show up, don't you think he'd choose somewhere way warmer?
Not necessarily.
I would. Come on now.
Now, and then
live
also,
in the fucking, didn't he live in the fucking desert? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's tired of the hot.
Nah.
Sunburn's a real bitch, man.
Well, based on how white this Jesus was, he hadn't seen a sunburn in many a year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think if he was going to resurrect himself in Philly, why would he be carrying around that cross still?
Yeah, seriously. That is, and it was a full-size big boy cross.
Yeah.
It was.
I wonder if that thing was hollowed out, or was that like legit?
I saw the picture of that. That was a big ass cross.
Yeah, that thing's got to be
heavy.
That
guy was working.
Yeah, maybe this is some new CrossFit.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, that was the joke. That was the joke, Jeff. Thanks for explaining the joke. Made me think you were Dave for a second there. I want you to know that.
Why did I explain the joke?
Literally.
Shit.
Yeah. But don't worry, you helped me out because I didn't get it at first. So.
I'm just looking out.
I'm just
looking out for you.
I forgot that we have to operate our comedy at a much lower level for Dave.
Yep.
Sorry, buddy.
It's okay.
So I'm lost.
I appreciate the effort.
Because I feel terrible for ruining Ed's joke.
Nah, don't feel terrible about it.
I'm glad that I
won't be the first time, won't be the last.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all right. At least I didn't whiff a no mogamy again, so we're fine.
Oh, yeah, that was...
I'm going to wear that as a badge of honor from now
you
on.
You should. That was adorable.
Yeah. It was so bad, but so I tried so hard.
Listen, it worked. We got to talk. That's all we're looking for.
Yeah.
Somebody to say something that gets us to talk, right? It worked. It did exactly what it had to do.
Yep.
All right, so let me recap right here, make sure.
Please do.
So nobody got two cheesesteaks.
Correct.
And at least doubled up.
Damn right.
Lisa didn't even finish a single.
Sadness.
Wow. I'm going to... And then that's probably why Jesus was there. She sinned. He was coming to get her.
Probably.
It's a vengeful God these days.
Mm-hmm.
Good Friday the 13th over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be... Jason would come after you if you were a teenager having sex near the lake. Jesus comes after you if you don't finish one of Jim's Philly cheesesteaks.
Right.
It's one of those subtle nuances you need to learn in this new Catholic, in the new Catholic Church.
Yeah, the reboot of Catholicism has been real weird.
Yeah, all over the place. They're all over the place. It's worse than the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka. So, what else you got for me?
I mean, that's what I did this weekend. We followed up cheesesteaks with some libations, and then we headed on home.
You did as well?
Yeah. Had my...
You had a delicious drink that was awfully strong.
So good. And I nursed it for so long
because
I was driving.
Were you in Philly?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
The Two Tail Tavern or something like that?
Something like that. Or Curly Tail?
No, it was Two Something Tavern.
You know what? I could probably look this up.
Don't
matter. Really,
they're not advertising for
Twisted
them.
Tail.
Twisted Tail. Oh, that's what it was.
There we go.
Curly Tail, Two Tail. You were both close.
Yeah. I think
worked
I was
together
closer.
And you got it done. What kind of drink?
It was a apple honey sidecar, they called it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what was in it, but I knew that there was apple, and I'm like, I like apples.
There was a cinnamon sugar brim, if I remember correctly.
There was. And it was like real big sugar cubes or crystals on the brim. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I had a classic old-fashioned.
Now...
The drink, not the hand job.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
exactly where I was going, by the way. Mm-hmm. That was a good?
Solid. Very solid. Not the best I've ever had. Very solid.
Okay.
So solid, I had two.
So you had two drinks, but you couldn't get two Philly cheesesteaks.
Priorities. You know where my priorities lie.
Yeah,
priorities,
in the wrong places.
Yeah, your priorities are fucked. Totally. Yeah. Maybe that's why Jesus was there.
My priorities are with alcohol. That's it. So what it is.
It's a real twofer.
So, did you do anything else?
Nope.
Nothing of note.
After that, got back in the car, dropped those kids off in Jersey, drove myself home, went to sleep.
Okay.
Because it was late, and I was a sleepy boo-boo baby.
That's one way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You were also somebody that drove home drunk from Philadelphia.
I wasn't drunk.
I'm
No, I know.
I know that. I'm only kidding.
Come on. What sort of a lightweight tool bag do you think I am?
I just wanted your parents to know that you drove home drunk from Philadelphia. I was just subtly telling on you.
Rude.
Yeah.
I went camping this weekend.
Nice.
Did you?
Kind of. We stayed in a cabin.
Okay.
We thought it was going to be like log cabin-y. It was not. This was like a three-bedroom cabin with a full kitchen and fucking cable TV. This was not.
That's not camping.
Yeah, this we stayed
really roughing it.
We stayed at a motel in the woods,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Did it have Wi-Fi?
No.
Oh, then you were really roughing it.
You know what?
Then,
I didn't even check. It's very possible.
Probably did.
It's very possible. I never even checked.
Where was this?
Taconic State Park upstate.
Okay. No,
yeah, it was cool. We stopped on the way up at a place called the Dover Stone Church. Mm.
Did Jesus chase you there, too?
No, he wasn't there.
Wait a minute.
There.
So we went to Philly for cheesesteak, saw Jesus. You went to a church and didn't see Jesus.
I saw a half-eaten deer leg.
You okay. know, that is weird.
Is it actually weird, or are you about to say something that doesn't make sense?
Something that doesn't make sense.
Well, at least he owns it.
Yeah, right? Because there was a car accident, I don't know if you heard about. Probably not.
Yeah.
Because it was a pretty standard car accident.
I was going to say, I don't hear about all of them, so
it was a pretty standard car accident.
You haven't updated your Google News alert?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I get notifications on my phone for car accidents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His phone is constantly just ding, ding, ding. It's
now,
weird.
I know you were in New York, but there's weird ways that things can get from Idaho to New York, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a 50-some-odd year-old lady was driving along and hit a deer.
In Idaho.
Okay.
Now, this is otherwise a pretty standard accident. I think we've all known someone that hit a deer with their car.
Absolutely. I do, actually.
Have you? Have you ever hit a deer?
No, I have not, thankfully.
You have?
I have, yeah.
Did you?
Who survived?
Everybody. Really? Everybody survived, yeah. So,
your car?
Yep. Wow. I was driving around. I had to go up to Albany for the weekend to go work on my friend's TV show. And as we were driving back, and I had me and two friends in the car, we were lost. This was way before the iPhone came out, so the GPS was the VZ Navigator on my Motorola Razr.
Jesus.
I thought you were going to say the printed out MapQuest.
Wasn't that smart. Wish I was. And all of a sudden, I'm driving along, and it's snowing. All of a sudden, just a deer comes shooting out of the woods and just hits my car, and I stop, and I look, and the deer just gets up and looks at me like I'm the biggest asshole in the world and just keeps on walking. I was like, you know what, deer?
You just fucking whack him with a car.
Not my fault. He walked out. It was a clear road.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Did you see anything chasing the deer that would cause the deer to run out in the middle of the road?
No, I think he just wanted to make out with one of my passengers.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably you.
Definitely was me.
You're the most cuddly of them all.
Thanks, buddy.
This 50-some-odd-year-old lady claims that the reason the deer shot out in the middle of the road, this is in the police report, she saw a Sasquatch chasing the deer.
She saw a Sasquatch. Yes. Okay.
Did she
in Idaho.
Say, did she say Sasquatch or a Sasquatch?
A Sasquatch.
I love it. I love when people are so fucking stupid that they think that it's like a whole species.
Yes.
Yeah.
She said it was anywhere from 7 to 8 foot tall creature running after the deer on the side of the highway.
Mm. A bear, maybe?
You know what?
Could
that's what I thought.
Or just one really tall hipster.
Yeah, yeah, that's just true.
I want my artisanal venison right now. Ugh.
I only use fresh venison. And her first her first assumption is not she bear, went, it's
no.
fucking Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
And she said it to the police.
She said it to the police. This was very odd news source here from Idaho, the Moscow Pullman Daily News. Isn't that strange for a newspaper in Idaho?
Where the fuck do you even see this shit?
Like I said, I get notifications for accidents all around the world.
Dave
including
loves.
Idaho.
Dave loves his car accidents.
This guy
accidents.
Found an article about some dumbass in Idaho that says a Sasquatch chased a deer into her car.
Yes.
That is, you have zero life, Dave.
My life is dedicated to this show.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Just trying to make this show better by I'm glad, hard news.
Certainly glad somebody is.
Anyway, you were talking about camping. I rudely interrupted you with a nonsensical story.
No, that was just letting you know that I went.
Oh.
You know, we stayed in a cabin. We did.
Make s'mores at any point?
No, we didn't make s'mores.
All right.
But we did go on to, I call them hikes because I thought I was going to fucking die in the mountains.
Really? It was just a walk to the convenience store?
No, they were up. It was, one of them was up a mountain. Two of my friends didn't even get out of breath. You would have thought I was trying to fucking summit Kilimanjaro by how tired I was. But I did. I made it there. I made it back. It was pretty good. Did it in one piece, which was nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Got some cool pictures. Saw some cool stuff I've never
Sasquatches.
Seen. Didn't see any Sasquatch.
Is Sasquatch like the singular and the plural?
I stopped there because Squatch. I wasn't sure how to finish that word.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, let's
Sasquatch.
Let's move on. Okay. I don't know. It's a fake fucking animal anyway. It's like saying I saw a bunch of tooth fairies out in the forest. So. So I saw, it's called Bashbish Falls, which is actually over the New York border into Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, like I told everybody, yeah, we hiked all the way into Massachusetts. It was like, honestly, it was like 3/4 of a mile.
Right.
I just didn't want to say that part.
Very smart.
It's still factually accurate.
But yeah, it was about that far. There was some decent elevation there. But the falls were excellent. And then we also saw the Stone Church, which was
where the murders started.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to going back because in this small cave, there's like a 10-foot deep pool right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty clear. I want to go in it real bad. My friend has gone to it before. He went in and he said the whole time he was just thinking about what could possibly reach up and grab him from beneath. But he's a fucking brave guy. He did it. Went and did it and said he'll do it again.
There's a man who's not afraid of a Sasquatch.
No, mm-hmm. He looks like a fucking Sasquatch.
Maybe it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he been in Idaho recently?
No, and he's not nearly fast enough to make a deer run. They'd have seen him coming a mile away and just gingerly kind of strolled away from him. Like, oh, he's no fucking threat. So anyway, that was what I did this weekend.
That's for cool. You.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hmm.
I have something to bring up.
Yeah.
That I need to... I know it's going to be a touchy subject.
Oh, boy.
But I want to talk about it. It has to do with Apple. What do you think?
Mm.
Do we go?
I
dare we?
I think I'm going to let you ask the question, turn off our mics, and just let him just go.
And I'm going to ask.
Excuse me while I stand up.
I'm going to ask the question and then step out for a minute.
I'll
listen to Ed's answer another day.
You might be able to hear it through the walls.
The screams.
So, Dave, you probably know where I'm. Know where I'm going.
I have an idea.
We listened to last week's episode.
Oh, how was it?
We were there.
And we talked a bit about Apple releasing some new products.
Yeah, we were all excited.
Yeah, we were all excited.
Yeah, we were, weren't we?
And
real excited.
Apple was, shutting down their store, right?
Yeah, they shut their store
down. Their online store?
And Dr. Spangler was postulating that it was for some sort of big product release.
Yep.
He'd done some research and some other things.
Mac rumor sites were a buzz.
A buzz. A flutter, if you will.
Mm.
So the product release has come and gone, and I would just like to know
how'd you buy it?
How right?
Nothing.
How right were you?
Only in that there was an iPad released.
So you were right.
I was. Good. I was.
Good work.
Thank you. Thank you for the applause. It wasn't an iPad Pro, which upset me.
Okay.
Because I kind of want that 12-inch iPad Pro to come out now because my bank account is ready. It's there.
Guy just needs 12 inches.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know
in his hands.
I just want to know what it feels like. That's why
just grab your dick six times. You'll be. I'm sorry. Go. Back to iPads.
It's why I'm derailing us.
It's
why I have the iPhone 7 Plus so that I finally know what it's like to have 5 inches in my pants.
Sweet. Jesus.
Go. I can't derail us. I want to know what happened.
Yeah, so that happened. So it was just a basic, it replaced the iPad Air. It's now just called the iPad. So now the iPad line is the iPad Mini, the iPad, and the iPad Pro.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I do like that. I like that they streamlined the line.
I'm kind of hoping that they do similar with iPhones in the fall. So you just have like iPhone, whatever the hell they're going to call the fancy one, and the SE. But speaking of iPhones, they also released a product red iPhone.
I know. I want that. I want that shit so bad.
It looked so dope until I saw it in person, and it has a white front like a stupid ass candy cane that you need to have a $40 data package for. yeah, it really.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead. You were saying.
It looks so like when they did the U2 edition iPod back in the day,
yeah.
And it was red and black, and it looked so good. And now this, it aggravates me.
What? I didn't think it looked bad.
You are wrong.
Well, you know what? I can't say that. I only know what the back looks like.
The back looks great. When you hold it.
This has happened a lot to me, where the back looks great, and then all of a sudden,
turn around, and the face is like, oh, nobody's going to buy this.
Yeah, never mind.
It's white.
Oh, that's a small dick joke, right? Yeah. Yeah,
or a racist one.
Or a racist one. One or the other.
It's one or the other.
I was trying to avoid the racist one by going with a small dick joke. Yeah.
Blurred lines. There you go. That's the title of this episode. Episode 11, Blurred Lines. Or 12.
It's 12.
Episode 12.
Good to know you're paying attention. Yeah, so I am displeased about that stupid ass white front on the iPhone.
It looks
horrendous. I just went to an Apple store to go look at it again.
Like, why not make it black?
Because they.
Well, why not have both versions? Like two versions?
They hate me. I mean, or they really appreciate me not spending extra money, because if it was a red and black iPhone, I would be walking around with that right now. It wouldn't even be funny.
Yeah, I still want one. I have to see it, but I still want one.
Dave?
Yes?
What do you think?
What do I think about what?
All right, good. Glad to hear you're paying attention.
Yep.
I don't want one. I do want one. Dave?
What do I think about what?
I have a phone. I'm good.
Sasquatches are real.
I'm looking at my phone now. It's gold.
Yes.
The area around the camera is black, and then the face of it is white.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense either.
No. I mean, at least that, it doesn't look super awkward because it's a lighter color.
Okay.
But
yeah,
the red pops so much that having a bright white against it just looks
terrible.
So amateur hour. It's not right.
I feel like it would look childish.
It did. Looks stupid, and I hate it.
Fisher Price.
Dumb.
Fisher Price. That's a word.
Fisher Price.
Yeah.
It's Price.
Price.
But we'll get you there.
I won't.
It's fine.
I'm having issues tonight, guys.
Words are hard. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
But yeah, that's my hashtag hot take on the red iPhone.
Why did they not fucking release anything else? What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell they're waiting for. Come on, guys. Come on. Release something.
What's the next release? September?
Well, that would be the next known release. They do have the developers conference in June. So maybe they'll announce some new programming stuff. Because if it's a bezel-less thing, then you're going to have extra screen real estate. So there'll probably be other hooks that you have to do. So maybe they'll announce something then. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. Just give me a new iPad and shut up.
Do you think they're going for like a real like drop the mic moment in September?
I kind of hope that they're not, because based on the last ever since Steve Jobs died of product announcements, they're not capable of dropping a mic just presentation wise. They're not, they do not have the polish to do that. Nobody that goes up there is that good at public speaking.
But I'm not even, just that's fine.
Product wise, I haven't seen
anything. I'm just talking about product wise.
Yeah, I don't
like. Are they going to come out with like a completely like revamped line? I mean, wouldn't it make sense to do that? People are going to go out and scoop this shit up like crazy.
Yeah, but are they going to be able to? I mean, you know, how long did it take for them to catch up on AirPod demand? You know, they have all these, and it's still not. You know, you can't get them.
Yeah.
It's like their manufacturing supply chain has just completely gone to shit. I don't understand it. Makes me angry. I just want to give them money, guys. That's all I want to do.
I figured everybody does.
Yeah. Everybody except, like, you know, the Android weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of mutants, by which I mean the people that don't want to give Apple any money, saw Logan over the weekend.
You haven't seen it yet?
I hadn't seen it yet. I finally saw it on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard it's awesome.
I heard that too.
Okay, I'm gonna take it from that you did not like Logan.
I liked it. It was good. It was certainly better than the X-Men Origins Wolverine that I saw and was curled in the fetal position the entire time in the theater watching.
That movie is
an abomination, a crime against humanity.
So.
Banned by the Geneva Convention.
Why did you
did
not
I just
like
break
this?
You?
Yeah,
I turned old Dave on us.
You just blue screened right before our eyes.
I did. I really did because that movie, the X-Men Origins movie, was so fucking bad.
Yes,
I didn't see the Wolverine where the one that takes place in Japan.
I thought that was okay,
but. Like, everyone panned those, or at least the Origins one.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Correct. Because
I couldn't even think of how bad it was. But I've heard, like, people loved Logan. They said it was such a good movie.
Okay, so it's two things that you got to keep in mind as far as I'm concerned. It's way more brutal because of the R rating.
Right.
And I think people are equating brutal with good. It makes sense for the character to be... slicing and dicing everyone to pieces. I'm totally cool with that.
Right.
But as an actual movie, story-wise, I didn't think it really held up.
I heard it was... I heard, like, the acting was, like, great and...
The acting
emotional
is...
emotional and...
The acting is good. They're selling... If it was a better written movie, I think it could have been...
Okay.
Sold a lot better. I mean, you have Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman, who aren't exactly, like, you know, not good actors.
Right.
You could hand them the phone book and they'd make it compelling.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
And the girl who plays X-23 is awesome.
And she's like, but that's a girl. Like, she's like young, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she is a child and she kills it in this movie.
I've heard that as well. So
it's worth seeing just for her.
Okay.
She's really good. I mean, maybe it's just me. I just don't need to see Professor X dropping F-bombs. And that seemed
really,
yeah, that seemed to be the thing where they just wanted to say whatever they wanted repeatedly over and over and over again. And I would have preferred they go bigger on the action sequences and, you know, the brutality and not necessarily, you don't need that to be the defining trait of the movie.
Not, especially not him. I mean, yeah. You know, Logan is a fairly foul-mouthed, rambunctious character. Like,
yeah.
Couldn't he just do it?
Yeah. And well, don't get me wrong, he does.
Oh, okay.
On a very frequent basis.
I don't know if I'd like that either.
No, it didn't. There are parts of it. Again, it's not a bad movie. I'd go see it again. Yeah. I'll own it. But I was expecting a lot more.
So what are they just... They were just trying to Deadpool it up.
And, yeah, a little bit.
Steal a little bit from there.
Felt a little bit like that, yeah.
Okay. A little forced.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
It's
really
good.
Do. I want to see it.
It is worth seeing, but it's just, you know, I think my expectations were a lot bigger than what they were going to be able to pull off.
Do you have to have seen all of the other X-Men movies to see this?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
As long as you know who Xavier is, I mean, there's allusions to other X-Men movies, but Nothing that, like,
you know. To which ones? The Future's Past timeline or the original movie?
It's got to be the original ones.
Okay.
But their whole timeline is just so screwed up. Which, to be fair, is the most on-brand thing that X-Men could do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that is the closest thing to the comic books in any of these movies, basically.
Yeah. It's good, but it's just not the mind. I didn't leave feeling like I had just seen Dark Knight.
Okay.
The first time, which is what I was expecting from the reviews I had read.
So, just reminded me of a superhero that I know that you're fond of, but have you seen any of the new photos from Spider-Man Homecoming?
I have.
I like them.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
Oh,
there's,
my God.
There's a new trailer coming out tomorrow.
He always finds something he doesn't like.
Well, I don't know if I don't like it yet or not. There's a new trailer coming out tomorrow, but they did a little teaser today where the logo comes out and turns into a drone. It seems to be a autonomous drone. Like, he's not doing anything to control it.
Tony Stark giving him, assuming?
Yeah. That was more like, okay, I can get. I'm behind everything else in this movie. I want this movie terribly. I need it tomorrow. Gimme. Because the pictures that they released, the posters. Oh,
awesome.
So good. Homework can wait. The city can't. What a phenomenal. Feels so good, Dave.
There's one where it looks like he's laying down.
Yeah.
And you see the Avengers Tower in the background. He's wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
What jacket is that? Is that any significance?
I don't think so. It's supposed to be, from what I understand, like a school jacket, but.
Like a Letterman jacket type?
No,
thing,
like.
I didn't see the picture. That's why I'm asking.
It's a yellow jacket with this, like, the school logo on it.
Oh, okay.
Because I couldn't tell. I'm like, is that, you know, is that an Easter egg or what's the deal there?
No. He's wearing goofy big headphones and just lying there. It's a real good, really good picture. But the trailer tease that they did today, I was like, ooh.
Then I saw two others. I saw the one where he is stuck to the sign for the BQE, I believe it is. And the one where he's stuck to the A in the Avengers Tower.
Yeah.
But
they're
awesome. The coloring on the costume looks great.
Oh, so good.
Looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah. If my biggest complaint is this logo thing, it's still far and away the best Spider-Man movie that's ever been done. So,
you know what I guess I wouldn't like is that they already have that with Falcon.
Yeah.
Instead of having, what's his name, Red Wing?
Red Wing. Mm-hmm.
Instead of having Red Wing, they have a drone.
Yeah. Named Red Wing.
Right. That don't recycle it.
Yeah.
That would bother. You know what? He's right.
Yeah,
he's right. I agree with him on that one.
Yeah, you had to talk it. You know, you had to talk through it, and then you realize this is right.
He's absolutely right.
Usually what happens.
Yeah. Generally speaking, I'm right as just a matter of course. Mm-hmm.
He's
must feel
and
good.
Humble.
It must feel really good.
Honestly, it's quite a burden.
Yeah.
It's a real cross to bear.
Yeah.
That right and that humble. Don't sign me up for that kind of headache. I saw a movie this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
And honestly, you need to get out and see this movie right away.
All right. Lay it on me.
It is a little film called Avatar.
Ooh, wow. Yes. Did 2011 make a stunning comeback?
I think it's older than that.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it was 2011.
I think it was like 2009.
Yeah, I was thinking 9.
It's old ass movie. But
It's 2009. Time. It's 2009, my fault.
I fucking loved Avatar.
Look at me. I just did a whole 5 minutes on how right I am all the time.
And just then
you also said humble.
That's true. You know what? I was just trying to make everybody feel better.
You also said humble.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad somebody picked up on it.
I got you.
So you enjoyed it?
I loved Avatar.
All right.
Okay. I'm shocked, or I'm not
going to
have
to,
because I never watch movies.
Agree to disagree.
I can't believe that it took me this long to watch it. You didn't like Avatar?
I hated it.
You guys both hated it?
I didn't hate it.
I hated it.
I strongly disliked it.
I fell asleep several times during it.
Wow.
And I don't think I could possibly make my way through that movie again.
Did you watch it in 3D?
Yes, 3D and regular.
I saw it in regular. I want to see it in 3D now. I saw it in regular, and it was awesome.
That's the movie that I realized I can't watch 3D movies because I get dizzy as hell. Yeah,
I just can't. I can't watch 3D movies because I don't see the effects.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I just sit
there. Is that like a superhero power that you have?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, it's the power to pay more.
He is the world's lamest superhero.
It's the power to pay more for a ticket to see something that you can't see while wearing two pairs of glasses so you can be really uncomfortable.
What does it look like to you?
Just a regular movie.
Really? Wow. It's not blurry or anything?
No. That's weird. I'm wearing the other glasses.
Oh, okay. So it's
if
not
you're
blurry,
not,
yeah.
Then yes, it is blurry. Because that's just what it looks like. But yeah, no. I don't see
Wow. Unbelievable.
That is fantastic for you.
Yeah, it's real great.
I hate 3D movies.
I really don't. They don't do anything for me
yeah.
either, but I heard that this in 3D is even better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did. I loved it.
I hated it.
Loved it. My son loved it.
Wow.
He is the target demographic, though. Would you think would make me the target demographic because I have the same?
I don't know, man.
You're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
There was stuff in there that was not...
Oh, you mean the how we all bang by putting our hair together?
Yeah, like it was like a Demolition Man to me. You remember that scene in Demolition Man where they put on the fucking virtual reality headsets?
Yep.
And Stallone throws a fit and then has to go wipe his ass with seashells? Demolition Man. Does anybody know how the seashells from Demolition Man works?
No.
I'm putting it out there.
What's that?
Tweet us.
You ever see Demolition Man?
Probably not.
Oh my God. Turn off your own mic, please.
Okay.
No, Demolition Man.
Oh, okay. No.
Demolition Man was with Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes.
I know him too.
And it's set in the future. But there's no toilet paper in anywhere. So... there's just these three seashells.
Okay.
And I guess, I don't know if it's
yeah,
like
that's
the running
a thing,
joke.
Though. No, that's a thing.
What's a thing?
The seashell thing in the Philippines, in the poorer part of the Philippines, they use seashells because they can't afford toilet paper. So that's a real thing.
What?
Yeah. I have a bunch of Filipino friends and they've told me about this. In the poorer part of the Philippines, that is a thing.
That you wipe your ass with
the
seashell.
Seashells. Yeah. And then you use the bottle, a bidet, essentially, but they use, a bottle of water.
That's
wow.
Yeah, they get the bigger clumps or whatever.
Oh, my God.
We'll go there.
Oh, my.
We're going clumps here.
God, I wish that this was still a fucking mystery, honestly. Yeah.
that's a thing, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm useful for more than just Sasquatch sightings.
You're right.
Sasquatch
Swidey.
Whatever.
That word really fucks with the event. Yeah.
That's true. You can't put all that together.
It's tough. It's really tough.
This is one of those moments where I question every decision I've made over the past half an hour to how did it get me to Dave saying about getting the big clumps out. It's crazy.
Got to really dig for those dingleberries, people.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
I can't go on.
What did we learn this episode?
Jesus cares about your cheesesteaks.
Okay.
Jeff loves Avatar.
Love it.
Logan. Yeah. And candy cane iPhones are dumb. I think those are all of our lessons. Dave, did you have anything else? Oh, I'm sorry. Sasquatch sightings.
Yes.
I think that's a pretty well-rounded episode right there.
It is. I think it's the best episode about Sasquatch sightings we've ever done.
Yeah.
I
was just going to be able
hands
to
hands down.
I just wanted to be able to say Sasquatch sightings without
just
sounding
wanted
an
to
idiot.
Prove.
Yeah.
Just wanted to prove to everybody. I knew where you were going.
Me am good articulations.
He speaks reals good.
Well, guys, I need to go take a nap.
You can sign me up for one of those as well.
Dave?
Yeah, I can use a nice 8-hour nap.
Yeah.
Only way to do a nap.
True. Well then, I'll see you next week, Jeff.
Sasquatch sightings.